You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Natalie Shirley. I came to motherhood late, knowing that a childhood illness had likely left me infertile. So I worked long and hard, was president of my company, and satisfied any maternal instincts I might have denied by being a loving and indulgent aunt. And then one day, God said, "Heads up, change is coming." A few months later, God placed my first child into my heart and arms. Today, I have six amazing children that have come into my house in every imaginable way through adoption. Only one of those children was an infant at the time of adoption. The others ranged in age from 3 to 19 years old at the time of their adoption. The road to adoption is almost never pretty. Substance abuse, mental illness, and/or crushing poverty is almost always the catalyst for a biological mother surrendering her child to another. For the adoptive mother, the challenge of unraveling or mitigating the damage while moving forward can be daunting. One particularly difficult night after the adoption of our third child, I cried out, "What was I thinking? Why am I doing this? My life was just fine a few years ago, and now I'm constantly exhausted, confused, and frustrated." Out of the darkness, the answer came, "Because you can." Philippians 4:13 teaches us that, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." God was reminding me that He had blessed me repeatedly, and now, armed with the strength of our Lord, He had made me ready for the challenge. Over and over again, God, through my children, has taught me lessons. One of the most important came from my fifth child. This child came to me from a home filled with violence, rage, and sexual and physical abuse. So God had to really step in and guide. This child could lie to me about the color of the sky when we were both looking at it. He had learned to lie at an early age to escape a beating or to avoid being locked in a closet for days, and he saw no reason to stop. I tried taking his phone away for a day, a week, several weeks, a month, and finally a year, each time telling him that trust was central to our family and I couldn't trust him. As that year was drawing to a close, I realized I had no place left to go. I certainly wasn't going to beat him, even though he expected it, and I certainly wasn't going to give up, even though he wanted it. One day, as I was nearing the breaking point, God spoke and said, "Hold on, Missy." Sometimes God sounds like my mother. "This isn't about you trusting him. This is about him trusting you." I went back to my child and asked what I could do to help him trust that I was always going to act in his best interest. He thought about it a few days and came back with a proposal that he and I should talk every day about big or little things. It didn't matter, just that we talked every day. And in those daily talks, our relationship began to blossom and trust took root. I won't tell you that this beautiful child never lies to me now, but I can tell you that it is rare enough that I am always surprised. What God revealed to me about trust and my child is applicable to our trust in God. Every day He asks of us, "What is it going to take for you to trust that I'm going to act in your best interest?" And the answer is as simple as the one my son landed on: developing a relationship by talking to God every day. Through my children, I have learned that trust is built and deepened in that daily conversation with God. Natalie Shirley, President and CEO, National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, former Oklahoma Secretary of Commerce and Tourism, President of OSU Oklahoma City, Oklahoma Secretary for Education and Workforce Development, and President of ICIM Insurance Group, from Blackwell, and Oklahoma City.